AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the mission is dangerous, but the flights will continue out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
They continue to evacuate folks out of that region, out of the airport. Evacuated more than 12,000 additional people out of the airport in the last 24 hours.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the suicide bombing yesterday near the Kabul airport has raised the stakes.
The threat is ongoing and it is active. Our troops are still in danger. That continues to be the case every day that they are there. This is the most dangerous part of the mission.
The bombing killed 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. Ida is now a hurricane near Cuba, and forecasters think it could strengthen this weekend and quickly reach the Louisiana coast as a Category 3 storm. It comes about 16 years after the devastating Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says this time it's different.
Science has changed based on our ability to get more accurate information from the National Weather Service. So we have, and our communications have been improved as well over time.
The Cuban government issued a hurricane warning for its westernmost provinces. Forecasters say as much as 20 inches of rain could fall in some places. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says more people are getting their shots.
1.1 million shots in arms is the highest single day total since July 3rd. So 8 weeks ago.
A Florida judge has blocked Governor Ron DeSantis's order banning mask mandates. Arizona has surpassed 1 million coronavirus cases, the 13th state to reach the grim milestone. Liberty University in Virginia announced a temporary campus-wide quarantine amid a spike in coronavirus cases. The university's online virus dashboard shows 159 known active cases among students, faculty, and staff. This is AP News. The United Nations stockpile of aid in Afghanistan is running low.
We have not received humanitarian aid through the airport since the change of circumstances in Kabul, as far as I'm aware.
Spokesman Stefan Dujarric says they have worked around it.
WHO has been able to continue some distribution. UNICEF feeding centers are working throughout the country, but those supplies are running low.
When this will be resolved is not known.
It is critical that we have a functioning airport in Kabul.
Dujarric says that the UN is hoping that an air bridge being organized by the World Food Program will help get supplies to needy parts of Afghanistan. The UK says two British citizens and the child of another Briton were among those killed in the suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport. It's unclear if the British victims were dual nationals or also Afghan citizens. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Eric, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. I'd like to share hair color's best kept secret with you. Madison Reed Hair Color Bars, where our licensed pros use our award-winning ammonia-free hair color to deliver salon-gorgeous results and 100% great coverage without the traditional salon price tag. Visit madison-reed.com and use code PODCAST20 for 20% off your first visit. We can't wait to see you.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.